So we are back in the cemetery after a very long boo break, I think Dale at Gamage to call it. So I thought I'd better record some audio to let you know I'm still very much alive. So we're on Monday the 14th of December 2015. So, thanks for all one word on last Thursday, the 10th I think it was, for a great, I don't think it was in 24 hours, was it? Under 24 hours, it might have been, just about 24 hours. For inviting me down to, South Wiltshire to go and see Status Quo. I really enjoyed that. That was a fantastic mini adventure, I suppose you'd call it. Just going under the archway in the old part of the cemetery. And the only thing that slightly marred the experience was me being ill on the Friday. I vomited in the local cafe. Still not quite sure what that was about. I felt alright, didn't really have much of a headache, but so thanks to Rick and Sarah for looking after me. I got home safely. Didn't do much on the Saturday. I was supposed to go out walking on the Saturday, but I cancelled that. So apologies to Graham about that. So I've just been back to old Turbo Stream Towers. That's the ongoing frustration thing at the moment. So, I think it was back in September, I had an offer to buy the house from an investor. Yeah, it'd be all right, she said, the woman in the estate agents, it'd be done in 6 to 8 weeks, complete. So we're now in the back end of September, getting towards Christmas, and they're just arguing the toss about all sorts of things. The latest is a very small alleyway, well, it's more of a passageway really. I used to live in a terraced house, and there's a thing called a tunnel, and it basically just permits either side of the tunnel to gain access to their back gardens. You know, in all the 80 years since the house has been built, it's never ever been a problem. But suddenly the buyers, or possibly more the buyer's solicitors, are insisting that I have some kind of insurance policy to cover the court costs and costs if ever anybody decides to claim it as their land. It's not uncommon. Around, certainly in the Birmingham area, there's lots of houses with this similar things. It's up in the north, there's plenty of houses like that. It shouldn't really be an issue. So I've just been to Old Turbo Stream Towers to check the post and to put one of the heaters on just to make sure we don't get any damp in the place. So I was hoping to have that all done and dusted and sold. Papers signed, exchanged, keys handed over, money changed hands before Christmas. It'd be nice to get that part of my life out of the way. But I'm resigned now to the fact that that won't happen. And I'm also resigned to the fact that it may have to go back on the market in the new year. So this time it will go to an auction. I'm just frustration. So I'm trying to, this year, with all things that's happened, it's kind of, it's been a funny year. I've had more troubles and other people have had it far worse than me. And as it gets to December, and I'm always glad when December comes and goes, and we start fresh, a fresh new year. I'm always glad when New Year's Day comes around, at least looks at the future again. So I haven't really been doing much audio. I haven't really listened to that much either, if I'm perfectly honest. I've kind of got out of the habit of doing it. So, this is just really to say that I'm still here. I've just had other things on my mind and other things to do. So I'm still very much alive. I'm still relatively happy. I'm settled into my new house, the mum's old house. Fairly okay. And when I was with Ormwood on Thursday, he asked me how I was getting on. And I kind of said something along the lines, well, this is the next chapter of my life. It probably won't be the end of that chapter. It'll probably be the next phase, whatever that turns out to be. So I think the last boot I did was when the kitchen was being ripped out. Is that wrong? I can't really remember, if I'm honest. This cemetery's busy today. You'd expect it's before Christmas, I suppose. People tend to pass away before Christmas, don't they? So the kitchen is now installed, and there was a slight issue with the hob, the gas hob, which I had to have a new one pretty much straight after it was put in, because the manufacturers contacted me and said there may be a problem with the hob, and we need to come around and check it. So they come around and duly replaced it because there was something wrong with it. So apart from that, everything went reasonably smoothly. It took them about a fortnight in the end. So the only thing I've got to do now is to come along and paint the ceiling and the walls. Which I'll get to eventually. The paint's there, the brushes are there. So that'll probably something to do either over Christmas or the New Year. So I'm going to try and keep this under 10 minutes, because my Plus account expires soon and I possibly won't renew it. So I'll be back to 10 minute booze. So that's a quick update of what's been happening at New Turbo Stream Towers. I'm looking forward to this time next week. I'll be in York meeting Big Rick again, and we'll have to possibly may record some audio there if we get the chance. Who knows? So, from quite a busy cemetery on a December afternoon, this is Turbo Stream signing off. It's been that long, I can't remember what I used to say. Something along the lines of, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you in the next audio boom.